Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the Hoosier Auto Racing Fan Club Promoter of the Year, the Milkman from Montpelier Speedway, Ryan Sutter. Then we'll rev up the diesel with Crate Racing USA winner Diesel Jones, and we'll have a conversation with the winner of the Chili Bowl, Emerson Axum. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Arizona on dirt. Wild West Shootout, Central Arizona. Garrett Albertson and Ken Schrader getting victories. Bobby Pierce Jr. getting the big check and the big win. At the Chili Willy down at Tucson Speedway, Kevin Harvick and Colt Johnson, a couple of the winners. And at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Carter Cook, Ben Morabito, Penelope Carlisle, and Peyton Worm amongst the winners at Winter Heat. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Hoosier Auto Racing Fan Club Promoter of the Year from Montpelier Speedway by the Milkman himself, Ryan Sutter. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to the show. Got to start out with, how are you called Milkman and, that connection there?
It goes way back around 2017. I was racing. I made a Holstein-themed car and put Make Milk Great Again on the side. Just trying to promote dairy farmers and things like that, because that's our family's business is involved in farm machinery and things of that nature. And I was at Lima Land, and the announcer there coined me the Milkman, and I'll be darned if it didn't stick.
Well, the Milkman is now making Montpelier Speedway by the Milkman great again. He's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, Ryan Sutter. Yeah, the track dormant before you got it. It had some, racing on it over the more than 100 years it's been there. But, with so many tracks that you could have, gone and invested it in and ended up being owner, what made Montpelier Speedway the track that, was so special to you?
Yeah, as a racer, we often would go to Montpelier and other tracks in our area. And there's that particular place we always just had a ton of success and fun with. The actual racing product was entertaining. And we'd kind of call it our favorite, even though we live closer to Eldora. And with the town being right in the edge of town and the town's involvement and support of it, we kind of had that view of like, this has the potential to be something great if people could just connect the dots, because there's so much passion for it locally in their community, kind of like some other tracks that are in towns like Fairbury and things like that.
Well,
felt like it just had a lot of upside potential.
Well, clearly the upside is being seen by the Hoosier Auto Racing Fan Club and fans all across the Hoosier State and throughout the Midwest. Promoter of the Year for the Harf folks, Montpelier Speedway by the Milkman's Ryan Sutter, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. You mentioned about the town being supportive and involved and such like that, as certainly one of the parts of the recipe. But what has been, two or three of the key ingredients to make this track come back alive and now thriving as you all have it done?
Yeah, I think it's probably the biggest thing is our ability to maintain some positive energy, just kind of getting behind the racers and letting them know, we are one of them, and then delivering to the community a consistent, responsible kind of race night that starts on time, runs a fast show, and gets done on time. So given that stability and reliability to that track has kind of just opened up what's been existing the whole time. I think it's just kind of made sure people, racers and fans alike, kind of know what they're getting into. And so what they've seen has been kind of what they've longed for the whole time.
Montpelier Speedway by the Milkman, promoter and now Harf Promoter of the Year, Ryan Sutter, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Food, always something that fans love to, enjoy while they're at the racetrack. You got some special things that the refreshment stand serves up there that we can get hungry for?
Oh, absolutely. We always do something special we call the Milkman Meal Deal. So it's always like a burger, fries, and a drink for cheap. I think maybe we were at like $8 or something like that. So we always do a special meal. Everybody's got a little go-to favorite. Mine's the tenderloin and onion rings myself. But that meal deal kind of changes throughout the year and just gives fans and family something they can come to the track and eat and not go broke doing.
Man, that is so, so awesome, because that's you get there and sometimes the sticker shock on some refreshment stands. But when you get to Montpelier Speedway by the Milkman, get that Milkman special. And we're chatting with Ryan Sutter, the Milkman from Montpelier Speedway, on the profabrication.com hotline. I got to looking at your schedule, and just starting out the month of April is packed with some awesome events. What you got? Tell the folks what April looks like when you start opening up, when spring arises.
Yeah, so April's extremely busy right off the cuff. April 11th, we were able to get together with James Essex and the Northern All-Stars Late Model Series for a $7,500 to win event. It's the biggest in Montpelier Speedway history, and that's super late models. You can come, obviously, to the track, and I believe we'll have that streamed as well, so just watch for details there. And then on April 18th, the Grand Lakes Super Sprints are back. Wing sprint cars haven't been to Montpelier Speedway in several years, so that'll be a good 360 wing sprint show. And then the third event there in April, we have USAC Midwest Thunder Midgets back again, which is a racing series that kind of originated at Montpelier Speedway.
Wow. From super late models, dirt super late models, wing sprints to the midgets and such, man, that is going to be a heck of a kickoff to the 2026 season at Montpelier Speedway by the Milkman in Indiana. And we're chatting with the promoter, in fact, promoter of the year from the Hoosier Auto Racing Fan Club, Ryan Sutter, about the schedule and all the different things coming on. In one or two points that you would ever chat with a promoter about, what's one that sticks out when you tell guys, hey, this is what you need to be doing for success? That's what we did.
I would say, in my opinion, it's the variety for the fan. And maybe we're in a little bit different environment, but we have non-wing sprint cars, are obviously big in Indiana, super late model. So just some variety, not to get tunnel vision. And then to stick by those local core classes, because so many tracks have kind of went away to big shows only.
Montpelier Speedway by the Milkman. Ryan Sutter, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line. Right behind him, Chase Elliott getting pushed by teammate Alex Bowman.
Barry off of turn two. Nice and smooth with that red and white famed Wood Brother colors now. Down into turn number three. The advantage is 8 or 9 car lengths over Chase Briscoe. Fans jump to their feet to salute SVG on this beatdown Sunday here at Sonoma.
Here we go. Ross Chastain with a push from Carson Hocevar down. These cars are glued together. Up top, it's Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell. Who's going to pull out of line?
It's been crazy. It's been confusing, and out of the chaos, Christopher Bell has won the Bass Pro Shops night race.
William Byron has got one last chance to pass Ross Chastain. He's going to have to drive it into turn three harder than he has all night long.
Nobody has blocked drivers better than Kyle Larson today, but he could not get high enough to clear Denny Hamlin. He'll try it in two, barely squeezes ahead of Hamlin.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Crate Racing USA Winter Shootout at Hendry County, $12,000 winner, Diesel Jones. Hey, Diesel, welcome to the show. And I got to start out with the name Diesel. You don't hear that all the time. Is this a family name? Is it a nickname? How'd you get it?
I really don't know. My mom said she saw it in a magazine, but my dad is a diesel mechanic, so I'm going to go with that one.
Well, yeah, but mom, you know, cooks and cleans and does all the things to take care of you, too. So, you know,
she does it all. We agree with her all the time, you know.
Yes, ma'am. That's always the good answer you'll find as a son and as someday as a husband. Diesel Jones, definitely right now, saying yes, yes, yes to the $12,000 he won at Crate Racing USA's Winter Shootout down at Hendry County Speedway, right there by Lake Okeechobee in Florida. And, man, I've been watching you, Diesel, this last, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. I don't know how long. I can't keep up. But it seems like you have really been charging and doing better and better. What's the secret recipe?
We've just really been working a lot more. Like, at the beginning of the year, I just got on with baseball, and then we just tried to run the biggest races, and it wasn't really a smart idea. So at the end of the year, we just really started working on our shock package and stuff like that, and it's just been way better.
Wow, yep. Trying to do two sports at once can be difficult. Diesel Jones, now, I guess, former baseball player on the profabrication.com hotline. What position did you play in ball?
I was a pitcher.
Wow. What stuff did you have? I know there are fans out there that maybe their favorite team needs you
mainly
to. What's that?
Mainly just a fastball, slider, changeup. I just came out of the bullpen most of the time.
Wow. So you're that seventh, eighth, ninth inning heat that comes in?
We go with that.
Well, Diesel Jones, he's decided right now the heat he wants is from that racing engine, and he's putting his foot to the floorboard, taking the win at the Crate Racing USA Winter Shootout at Hendry County, $12,000 winner. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces included, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. How about the race at Hendry County? How did you know, put things together to be able to get up front to get the win? I understood you didn't start up front. Kind of guide us through some of the race points.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. We almost wrecked in 4-wide. Like, it was the craziest thing I've ever done in my life.
Wait a minute. I got to tell the fans this. Okay, so the listeners this. So 4-wide is the pre-race ceremonial lap where they go 4 cars side by side in the different rows. And it's very just relaxed and you know, a thing to give the fans a wave and such. It's part of the pomp and circumstance before a big event like this. How do you wreck during that? Or almost okay. Wreck?
There was mud in the bottom of the racetrack. And, like, some guy really didn't want to go in it, I guess. The guy that was all the way on the inside. So he's turning up, hitting the leader. So the leader slams on the brakes. And I think the third and fourth place car were in gear. So they stalled their car out so everyone was stopped on the front stretch.
That sounds like one of those crazy car movies happening on the parade lap for the folks down there at Hendry County. But after that, it seems like things worked out good for you. What was the special line, or how did you able to complete the final part of the project to get to victory lane?
I felt like I was the only one that was all the way in the bottom. Everybody else is trying to slide through the corners and all that. I was just trying to kind of save myself. I've never ran, like, the longest race I ran before that was 40 laps at Talladega. Like, that's a really small track and all that. So I was really just trying to save myself, and it all worked out. I knew I was really good, the best my car's ever felt in my life. So I was like, I'm going to win this race.
Diesel Jones, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Crate Racing USA Winter Shootout. Dirt late models at Hendry County Speedway, $12,000 winner. How would you describe your driving style? Was it odd for you to be down at this part of the track? Do you usually get up high, wide, and handsome and thrill them up there? How do you scoot around a racetrack?
I'm usually in the bottom, I'm going to be honest. I knew it was going to be a good weekend when I qualified around the top and I was as good as I was. So I was like, oh, we easily don't do this. So that's when I knew it was going to be a really good weekend. And I was just, you can drive it how I usually like to drive, you know, with the left foot, just being easy on the brake pedal, driving straight. That's just what I like to do.
Well, what he likes to do is drive that car right to victory lane, as he did at Hendry County Speedway. Diesel Jones, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. 12 grand, that's pretty good, loot to take away from a racetrack. How does a driver, spend it at 19 years old?
I don't know if he does. Yeah, I still haven't sat in. It's still like the biggest race I won last year was a 1500 win 602 race. So this one's kind of unreal.
Yeah, there's a little bit more, weight in the wallet after that. And Diesel Jones taking a $12,000 payday from Hendry County Speedway last weekend at the Crate Racing USA Winter Shootout. And, let's get to know you a little bit better. Baseball, do you have a favorite baseball player you used to look up to? And how about the same for racing? Give us both.
Yeah, baseball, I'm going to be honest, I don't really have a favorite player. My favorite team used to be the Cubs, though, because, when I was growing up, they won the World Series and all that in, 2016. So that was the team.
Okay, Cubs from a kid from Alabama. All right, racing, yeah.
So I grew up with my dad racing all the time. But right now, it's definitely Bobby Pierce. I just love watching somebody rips cushion all the time. That just, it makes me excited, I guess.
Wow. Bobby Pierce Jr., he does really, really well. So and looks like Diesel Jones is starting to follow that suit. The last few months just been awesome for him. And definitely one of those drivers on the rise. Crate Racing USA Winter Shootout winner at Hendry County. Diesel Jones, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So if they want to follow you, what social media do you have? And, where can they, find out more?
Diesel Jones Racing on Facebook. We just started it this past year in June. And Zachary Washington, he's been doing, he does it all. If it wasn't for him, I don't even know if we would be able to do it. So that dude gets all the credit. I just pay him at the beginning of the year, and he does it. Diesel Jones Racing on Facebook.
Diesel Jones Racing on Facebook. And usually in Victory Lane, a race or two a month and maybe more and more. And certainly hot-footing it around Hendry County Speedway to a $12,000 payday at Crate Racing USA's Winter Shootout. Diesel, appreciate you taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Door to door, inches apart, every lap all on the line. This is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Need a break? A break from the grind? The stress? We have just the place. A place where you can let your inner thrill billy out. Bristol Motor Speedway, April 10th through the 12th for the NASCAR Food City 500 Triple Header Weekend. 3 days, three races, two night races, one epic weekend. Don't just take a break, race to it. Get your tickets, upgrades, and more now at BristolMotorSpeedway.com. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
And welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now, before we even get to him, let me remind you how big of an event the Chili Bowl is. Over the winter months, over all year, racers count the days, the seconds, fans count them. This is the biggest thing that happens over the winter. And in fact, Tony Stewart said it's actually even bigger for some than the Daytona 500. Well, how about we go now to the profabrication.com hotline and chat with the winner of the Chili Bowl, Emerson Axum. Hey, Emerson, welcome back to the show. I want to start off. First time you were on the show, I looked it up. It was like 2018. You were a little rascal running around US 24 Speedway in Logansport, Indiana, trying to win one of those root beers they give the kids in Victory Lane. What would you say if they brought you back to the track to talk to the kids? What was this Chili Bowl experience like to win this big of an event?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me, obviously. And I don't know, it's pretty unbelievable. I probably would just tell myself to keep grinding it out and, you know, keep racing, even though racing's a tough sport. It gets tough and going up and down the road every weekend. But, you know, if I feel like if you put in the work, it'll eventually come back with good results. And you just gotta keep putting in the work.
Emerson Axum, the Chili Bowl winner, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. US 24 days to today. Do you still have something that you used to do back then or learned from back then? You know, you button your helmet the same way. Do you always do this, that? What did you learn in those days that has stuck with you?
I don't have any rituals or nothing like that, but I do credit a lot of my Expo Center success to US 24, just because, you know, believe it or not, at the Tulsa Shootout and US 24, we run the exact same setup. And, just because the track is so similar, and you'll see guys, a lot of guys that, come from US 24 have success at the Tulsa Shootout or the Chili Bowl or whatever. So, I do credit a lot of success there, but I don't have any rituals or anything like that. Nothing exciting.
No, that's okay. It was exciting to watch you win the biggest race of them all as far as midgets go, the Chili Bowl last weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're chatting with the winner, Emerson Axum, on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability, and brand new from Profabrication, lightweight stainless midget headers. Check them all out at profabrication.com. Well, your team owner certainly has a lot of experience, or your co-team owner has a lot of experience in the building, and just really a legend, Kevin Swindell. What a great guy. What was it like, though, from his coaching style, the advice throughout the weekend, and just looking across and going, man, this guy's got four of these drillers. I got to really, you know, focus and pay attention. What was those moments like? And what kind of coach is he? Is he like the Indiana football coach? Is he like somebody else? You know, how do you describe it?
Honestly, he reminds me a lot of myself, or I guess me and him are very similar. And he's super laid back. He doesn't really get worked up. He just kind of does his job and whatever the result is, it is what it is. And, you know, you kind of come off the track and learn how to be better and fix it. So, yeah, he's super laid back. He recognizes that, you know, even if we put down a bad race out there, that we're not really out of the main event, and, that he has, he let it known that he had full trust in me to go do my job. And, as a driver, that's all you can ask for.
Man, Kevin Swindell entrusting you with the car that he was co-owner of at the Chili Bowl and delivering our guests on the profabrication.com hotline, the Golden Driller, Emerson Axum, getting that award. And man, what a time. And I got to imagine that, you know, time has really not slowed down for you. I saw on the internet, renowned graphic artist Blaine Dord has designed a commemorative T-shirt for fans to purchase about your historic victory. What was that process like? What's it like looking at the shirt? But behind the scenes, how do you, you know, get all that approved and done? Brendan Bowman's photo on the thing as part of the basis. How confusing and crazy and fun was it to get a victory shirt?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I wasn't sure if I was going to make any more Chili Bowl shirts, but once we won, I felt like I had to. And I'm very fortunate. Jordan Swindell, Kevin's wife, has really partnered up with me on the shirt stuff and really made it my job a lot easier, just because she's been around that stuff for so long that really kind of taking the workload off of me. And so I really couldn't tell you a whole lot of what goes into it, but obviously I want to give her a shout out, and just thankful to, I put a really good group of people around me at Chili Bowl this year, and I feel like it definitely showed.
Well, it definitely did. It showed up on the racetrack, and Emerson Axum now has a golden driller to showcase his exceptional talents for winning the Chili Bowl. Do you have the driller, or does it like go to Kevin and then goes around to the crew and then finally back to you? How does that work?
Luckily they make two of them. So yeah, they give the car owner and the driver one. So we got a driller and a ring. So it's pretty cool to me and Kevin both get one. And it was a 40th annual one. So it was a one-off trophy that nobody else has. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Parking spaces in that joint are pretty tough to come by. Do you get like your choice now for a year since you're the defending champ?
No, it's they kind of, a lot of people are grandfathered in, so it's hard to move up spots. You kind of, it's hard to get past the first, once you get into the first row, everyone's kind of been there for seems like ever, so nobody really moves a whole lot in that building.
Well, you sure moved the fastest in that feature, and congratulations to our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Chili Bowl winner Emerson Axum. So for the t-shirts and to keep up with you on social and such, where could folks follow you and find out more?
Yeah, just Emerson Axum on social media, or if you want to buy shirts, it's shopeamerch.com. And I have it in all my social media bios, and kind of if you just maybe Emerson Axum Racing, whatever, kind of just look one of those three up, and you can definitely find me.
Cool and laid back and a Chili Bowl winner. Emerson Axum, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Let's climb in the cockpit.
Drag him up.
Pull those belts tight one more time. Grab the wheel and hold on as we prepare to take the green flag on a new year in the NASCAR universe.
The next chapter of American stock car auto racing is being etched as we speak with new twists and turns.
White flag in the air for Denny Hamlin as he tries to call his shot to the championship round.
With near misses and fender bending crashes.
Fire just seemed like it built way faster and yeah, I could hardly see.
All paired with the thrill of victory.
I never in a million years thought that I'd be getting my first Bristol win on a tire fiasco.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, obviously really wanted that one. You can only ask for shots.
We will be your daily dose of NASCAR's top stories.
And the latest from the garage.
Yeah, we want to win races and contend for championships.
And giving you our opinions and hot takes on the current state of the sport. Tune in weekdays for more of PRN's Garage Pass.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Hey, might be a little bit of weather going on somewhere around this weekend, but wherever you are, make sure you follow PRN at the track on our social media. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.